With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is declaring today Liberation Day.
We've been ripped off on trade. We've been ripped off on military. We protect people and they don't do anything for us. It's just so unfair for years and years. And now some of that money is going to be coming back to us in the form of tariffs.
A new round of tariffs to be unveiled later today by the president. Two Republicans, Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine, have won special congressional elections in Florida. In Wisconsin, Liberal Democrat Susan Crawford defeated conservative Republican Brad Schimmel in a state Supreme Court race. It could end up tipping the balance of power in Congress. A case involving Planned Parenthood goes before the U.S. Supreme Court today.
Justices will hear arguments about South Carolina's effort to block any public health care dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. Federal law prohibits Medicaid money from paying for abortions, and the Trump administration is backing the state's case. Opponents argue that redirecting Medicaid funds will harm low-income citizens. It'll be up to the high court to decide whether Medicaid patients can sue over their legal right to choose their own qualified provider. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, crews in Myanmar have rescued a 26-year-old man from the earthquake rubble.
The man was gingerly pulled through a hole, jackhammered through a floor, and loaded onto a gurney nearly 108 hours after he was trapped in the hotel where he worked, shirtless and covered in dust, to an appeared weak but conscious in a video released by the local fire department, as he was fitted with an IV drip and taken away. State-run MRTV reported that the rescue in the city of Naypyidaw was carried out by a Turkish and local team and took more than 9 hours. I'm Charles Delezesma.
Dow futures are down 350 points. This is SRN News. A British toddler is suspended for being transphobic.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, aged 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. That's a law allowing parents to access their child's records. This is SRN News. A Cornell student involved in Gaza protests says he is self-deporting.
Mamadou Tal had been trying to fight his case in court, but in a social media post says, "I have lost faith. I could walk the streets without being abducted." The Trump administration says it revoked Tal's student visa because of his alleged involvement in what it calls disruptive protests. Tal says he's dropping his federal lawsuit, which had cited his right to free speech. The 31-year-old citizen of the UK and Gambia was suspended by Cornell last year after a group of pro-Palestinian activists disrupted a campus career fair. Julie Walker, New York.
Major League Baseball's average salary broke the $5 million barrier on opening day for the first time. That, according to the AP, Juan Soto's record $61.9 million payday from the New York Mets led the way. More details at SRNNews.com.